Okay, let's see how we ended up here today. Limited, Sombrio, Latimer, Fowler, and Harris. Did not practice Ware, Thomas, Thompson, Tlaib, Mathis. Did I miss anybody? Peyton, obviously Lewis, and Owen Daniels. And then full participants were Kenny and Omar, who had been, you know, on some of the lists. So that's where we're at. I miss anybody, Patrick? We're good? Okay. All right. You know, I think we're in a day-to-day process. You know, I mean, I know there's a lot of reports out there, but I can tell you this, he looks really good today. I mean, obviously he did not practice today. We kept him inside. So, I mean, we're going to do right by him, but I can tell you today he's doing pretty darn good. So we'll see. We'll just keep going.
Does the bye week weigh in there at all, knowing that if you get him in, you get him?
I think it could at the end of the week. You know, when you're trying to make a decision, if you know that he could, you know, get another 2 weeks rest, I mean, I think it could be part of that. But a guy like him is going to push you to the limit to play, and that's, you know, that's what he's going to do. So, but we'll, you know, we'll do the right thing. We've got good work today. Those other four guys practiced well, so get them ready to go.
How's Ty looking?
Ty was limited today. He did all the individual, did some punching, all those type of things. We're hoping tomorrow's better, so we'll keep going day to day. See if we put the pads on him tomorrow. We'll make a decision.
If he's healthy, would you expect him to be in the starting lineup?
I don't know. I mean, let's see where we're at the end of the week. I mean, obviously, if he's ready to go, I think we're still going to probably do some platooning over there, because I don't think he would be ready to go back and play 70 plays. So I have to watch him during the course of the week.
Gordon, everywhere you've been, you ran the ball successfully. Baltimore last year, they couldn't run a lick the year before you got there. They ran. Houston, you ran. Here, you ran. How come it hasn't happened so quickly here?
I mean, I don't know that I can pinpoint one thing, Mike. I mean, I'll go back to last week. I don't think we really tried to run the ball. That we weren't committed to it. You know, the way we were getting played, I think I said that 15 times. I thought we should throw the ball. We've had some changing going on up front. That's not an excuse. That's football. You know, I think we can get better. Coaches, scheme-wise, we can put them in better position. But, I mean, I got no excuse for you. I know it's something that we've got to do better. And when we tend to do it okay, it sure as hell helps our offensive football team. And so we just got to keep plugging.
Could Gordon have a role in helping that out?
Well, he's been out here one day, you know. But that's why we signed him. He's a big physical guy. I think we need that type of help with OD and Virgil. So we brought him in here. He's got some experience. I think he's 3 years in the league, a couple of different places. So, big body. We'll see what happens, see how far he can come.
With Peyton and Owen having a difficult time connecting on the field, mm-hmm. They've been taking opposite days off, Wednesday and Thursday. Is it a coincidence they took the same day off today?
No, not really. That's a good point, though. You know, I felt good about them working together, so I wasn't concerned about which day each one was getting. But, this week they will work Thursday and Friday together, so we'll see. But I don't think there's anything that was going on in practice that keeps it from happening. There just weren't many opportunities for OD the other day, and, you know, we need to find a way to get the ball more.
When you evaluate Peyton, it seems like you see a much broader issue with the offense, because naturally
absolutely.
The criticisms come in hard on him.
Absolutely.
What do you see?
I see us as a group just having to play much more consistent and better. And, I'm going to go back. I tell you guys all the time. I look at one guy. I look at myself. And we're out there battling. Guys are playing hard. It's my job as a coach to see that everybody on this team's in the best position they can be to be successful. So, you know, when that's not going on at one spot or another, you look at yourself and say, what can we do to help this guy? And, you know, I know as a group we can play better. And he's battling his tail off. And we've got, some of the plays he's made, you know, have been tremendous. And there's some plays we can help him make. So, you know, I'm always looking at the big picture. It's not about one guy. You know, it's about the football team.
Sustaining drives is about, you know, picking up the third downs. Is that?
Yeah, the last few weeks since we left Kansas City, it's been really bad, Mike. And the thing I'll, you know, point to, I think our average is like 3rd and 8 plus on third down, which is – if you look around the league, I think it's like 28th or 29th. And if you're 3rd and 8 plus or 3rd and 10 in this league, chances are you're going to come off the field, you know. And we got to keep them more manageable in what we're doing and find a way to stay on the field. That's why we ran 49 plays last week, because we don't convert third downs. Now, if you make big plays, those third downs don't matter very much if you find a way to make some big plays. But we need to find a way to stay on the field, get more snaps.
Key? Yeah, what is the key from 3rd and 8 to 3rd and 4?
Probably running the ball a little bit better. You know, negative plays last week. I think of some sacks we had. I think of a personal foul we had. First drive of the game, we're backed up third and 12, I think, the first third down we had. So, but we had some short ones we could make, too. You know, we got to make some plays. So, you know, it hasn't been very good, especially the last 3 weeks.
Gary Browns are next to last against the run. Do you feel like there's a chance there to really commit to it this week?
Well, I think we got to stay focused on ourselves. I mean, they're a talented football team. I think there's 10 number ones on the defensive side of the ball, if I'm right. I mean, there's a lot of talent over there. And, you know, but we got to stay focused on ourselves. Regardless of who we play, we have to play better. So that's our focus. I mean, everybody's good in this league, and having to go on the road makes it tougher. So we just got to concentrate on us. Yeah, it seemed like our penalties are happening. We're getting a lot of penalties in the fourth quarter. You know, the other day we had three personal foul penalties. We threw a ball back at a guy, which is just, you know, we can't do it. Vaughn's call, tough call. Tyler's call. Tyler's, you know, doing a great job, blacking the heck out of a guy. So it's hard, but jumping off sides. So we've had some penalties and probably none bigger last week that could have cost us a football game. So we've addressed them. We continue to address them, but we'll continue to push for confidence as a team to overcome them.
How much do you think those days off for Peyton once a week are affecting at all his play on the field?
Well, I don't think any. I think it's helped, so we wouldn't do it, you know. So that's been the plan all along. I think it helps him physically and strength-wise as we get to game day, and I think it's going to help him in the long haul. So, you know, we believe it helps.
A few more for the coach.
Did you like the Malik penalty, though?
Didn't I like it? I didn't see it. Somebody threw a ball at him, and he threw it back. It's kind of childish, isn't it? You can't do that. You know. Sit there and battle for four quarters and throw the ball at each other. The ball doesn't hurt, I can tell you that.
Yeah. Coach, when you guys, when you played during the 80s, the Broncos, Browns, seemed like you guys played pretty frequently. Is there anything you remember? I think 9 times in the 80s. Anything you remember from those games back then as a player?
I mean, obviously, those 2 championship games are 2 of the greatest football games I've ever been a part of, you know. So, tradition, you know, going into that old stadium. Of course, that's gone now. They got the new place, but obviously there's a great history and some really big games. So, got another battle on our hands this week, so got to be ready to go.
Okay,
you have a good day.
Thanks, Coach.